Hey, welcome to the Rethink BlogFriends podcast. The BlogFriends seeks to start ministry conversations and connect ministry starters. Today I'm talking social media and water with an awesome guest. Jim Gray is the principal of Creative Fuel Studios. He blogs furiously and tweets even more furiously in many places, but what's so cool about Jim is his passion and ability to help other ministry leaders think through how to use new media strategically to realize their goals and bring more glory to Jesus, which is so exciting and love that. So, Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. Great to be here with the great Brian Gorrell. I've been a longtime listener, but a first-time caller, so it's really cool.
Awesome. So, but yeah, I wanted to ask, too, as far, you know, a lot of our at least Campus Crusade staff are using social media in bits and pieces, and some people really like something and some people don't. And so with your kind of view and being able to see a lot of things and work with a variety of people, when a church or a ministry uses social media well to communicate either with their members or internally, what sorts of good things have you seen happen?
You know, I think that the one thing that we have to realize is that in talking to a lot of people every week in churches and all the new ideas that are out there in people's mind and in the community is that it's not about I stand up in front of a group of people and I tell them a bunch of things and they sit and dormantly listen anymore. It is about I, as the pastor or whatever you are, you're more of the activator or more the facilitator. There are people out in your churches and in your ministries, even through the Campus Crusade, who are like extremely gifted. And I would say probably 20 years ago, you weren't even sure what to do with them. Right? They were like, you're like the guy where he comes up to you afterwards and was like, said all this stuff to you. You're like, you went home and told your wife or your business partner or your colleague at Campus Crusade, wherever, is like, I don't know what to do with this guy.
Yeah.
Well, now, if you imagine a ladder, some folks at Altimeter Group with Charlene Lee and others came up with this ladder that came out this last year, and it's got these different levels of how people function on the internet and how they share. So you have different like people that are, you know, they share, others that interact, others that connect. So imagine this ladder of people that are functioning now in the body, in the church, or in any group. And they function at different levels. Well, if you can figure out a way to like harness and connect and engage and mentor those people, that's huge for like the next five, even the next year.
Yeah.
How do we better facilitate and equip people to go out and, you know, if I have, you know, three key people that are out in the world telling others about stuff, that's like almost more powerful than me having a full-time guy doing it.
Yes.
Because those people become not only, I'm not about raving fans, I'm about raving fans that like have whipped cream dispensers.
Right.
Right? And they're running around like, open your mouth, let me squirt in some goodness. You know? Or here's a pot, you know, whatever. And but how do we, you know, take things next level? So really, the good effect is, A, with social media, we can learn a lot about our community. And it's not really about social, you know, social media is really awesome, but without, and you'll hear any social media, you know, professional person you go to out there, they'll tell you that without some sort of strategy, you're building a straw house. Mm-hmm. So strategy is really like, who are we, what do we want to do, where are we heading? What are we going to use? And who's going to do it? Mm-hmm. Though all those basic questions. Well, we've now had people that are, you know, we've seen churches and ministries that are doing this. And then how do we take that to the next level and continue it? And then not only that, that's just basic engagement. But what do we do when people respond?
Right.
What do we do when everybody says, "Hey, I'm ready"? So, for instance, we early on in People's Second Chance, we had a huge, we said, hey, we're going to give away a free sticker. And there will be people who are listening to this podcast and might say, I never got my sticker. Well, you know, I wasn't ready for it. We had all these people filling off the Google form, and I forgot to put in the zip code. And don't tell Mike I said that. But I forgot to put in the zip code, so I had to go back and find all the zip codes. So anyway, you got to be ready for the response.
Yeah.
And so you deal with the response. Now, when it goes, let's say when it goes positively, so the first thing that, so with media social TV, you know, there are a lot of people, hey, I want to use find the internet's campus and sit down and talk about some strategies with different folks. But one of the things I found about halfway through was, is like really the other piece of the conversation I had to have with them was, how are you going to cultivate and develop a ministry intentionally rather than accidentally? Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do with the response? So my question is that how do we learn to, you know, what tools are you using to capture those people and follow up with them?
Mm-hmm.
A, you know, dealing with the results, and B, how are you going to, you know, keep in touch with them? And so there's like that after effect thing. But with the when positive things happen, people get excited. They want to do more. I've learned that, you know, it's great to get excited about something. I read Rework this summer.
Yeah.
One of the things he said is, you know, and I'm probably paraphrasing here, but he says, you know, don't confuse enthusiasm with priority.
Right.
Which is kind of a big piece. And so it's awesome when good things happen, but how are we going to, I know personally, there's churches out there that do not, they don't even want it. They don't have, they may have a Facebook thing out there, but they're, you know, they're trying to evaluate, do we need to have something like the city that's closed for all of our members?
Right.
Do we need to have Facebook for something that's open? Or, you know, how, and then with Facebook groups, now you have like a private or you have open.
Yeah.
You have something like, you know, like Member Hub that's out there. And Matt Harrell's probably just jumping in his chair right now because I mentioned it, but he just gave me a t-shirt with my name on it. It's okay. I'm messing here. But you have guys like the City by Zondervan. You have, you know, all these other, So Church. You have all these other, like, people that are out there that are trying to build things to help people capture, you know, those post experiences. Mm-hmm. Once social media starts.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you did. That was awesome. I think, it's super helpful because I know, again, the enthusiasm, or everyone has that light bulb moment when they realize the potential of a particular tool online, but then kind of thinking through strategically how that particular tool or platform will work with their ministry and then also will help them get to their goals. That's really, to me, where I see the most time that needs to be dedicated and also the most thought before you just launch, you know, 5 Twitter accounts and, you know, 4 mm-hmm. Facebook groups and all that stuff. So I hear you saying that. And I also heard you say a lot about empowerment too. And I know that that's what I've seen a lot, is just being able to empower people, like you said, that aren't on the church leadership team, that have a real heart for it and maybe aren't gifted in certain ways that fit in one way, but can be unleashed and, you know, empowered to do great stuff in different capacities.
Absolutely. You know, I actually go to a little tiny church here in the town, in the very small city that I live in here in the Northwest. And one, I've learned a lot about, you know, we have very wide age, many age brackets along the way. And I learned a lot from all the different groups of people in my past experiences. You know, I've been the guy that was, you know, running Awanas, or I've been the guy who's running the college, you know, helping with college ministry, or been the guy who's, you know, teaching adults, or been the guy who, as many entrepreneurial experiences I've had, I've done that all in church and in parachurch organizations. So when you have a good understanding of the geography, mm-hmm. You know how things work just in normal everyday ministry. I think there's a misconception though, Brian, that we have that probably would be really good for you and I to acknowledge right now is that, I, you know, one thing I heard was that 6% of all churches in America are under 200.
Yes.
And I'm not sure about the numbers for like Hampshire Crusade or Young Life or other ministries like that. But the thing is that most leaders that I come across are not sitting in front of their computer reading all the blogs that you and I are reading. Mm-hmm. They're actually really busy.
Yeah.
They're slammed in meetings all day. They are just trying to get home to eat dinner with the family and run to another meeting. So we really need to find outlets of not just Twittering and blogging and stuff, but and some of those people, you know, where we are now, it may take the ministries and churches another year or two to get there. Mm-hmm. Some of them, though, have some really, really, really sharp technology guys and guys on their teams or people in their groups that are like, hey, let's go and jump on this. Mm-hmm. And I'd say that, though, that there needs to be some sort of, you know, obviously with every group or nonprofit or ministry, whatever, they, you know, they have different decision-making processes. And so I think that if somebody is like in, you know, in a group has taken the helm and say, hey, I want to do this, just realize that there's going to be at the beginning a little setback. And I know that a lot of times, like 6 months later, your VP or your, you know, whoever come to you going, hey, you heard about this Twitter thing? And you're like, finally, right. I'm already ready to move on. So you're going to have to deal with the fact that there might be some disappointment and that's just part of, you know, life and some of the current, you know, if you've read, Lynchpin by Seth Godin, he talks about, you know, we have all of these existing thought processes in place that aren't working with the way that things are going,
right,
with technology and with social media and with economy and other things. So we have to really almost like, find people who are going to be able to think with that stream, that almost like a different thought process.
Right. Right.
And so my goal, our goal through Mission Igniter and through other outlets and through, you know, even like podcasts like this is really like, let's acknowledge the reality, mm-hmm, and let's see how can we, how can we help people. ChurchCrunch.com, John and those guys have done, 8-Bit has done a great job of like providing the content. I think the next step is like, how do we take all of that really, really tasty content out there and break it down so that people can chew on it faster and again get enabled to use it and get trained.
Oh yeah, definitely. I know I've been helping out a little bit with the church locally, and the same thing. It's like when they ask me to, what do we need, and they expect me to say, well, you need everything, you know, and they think they're surprised when someone says, you just need this, or let's just start with this one thing and see how it goes, you know. And I think the other thing for me too, at least with Campus Crusade, is if there's people that are talking in a certain place, whether it be online or off, and you're not there, then again, that's kind of contrast to our heart to be missional and to go where the people are. And so for us, you know, it's this with college students, they are on Facebook, they are already talking, and it's, mm-hmm, more of, you know, how can we be a part of that community meaningfully, contextually, take the time to listen, all those sorts of things. So, yeah, but really good thoughts on that. I hope people are taking notes, and I'm actually taking notes too. So if you're listening, and you can check the post for the notes there too, and all the